welcome to another episode of LID Radio Podcast. Today on our Inside Knowledge series, we're hearing from Neil Usher. Neil has almost 30 years' experience as a business leader who has delivered innovative working environments for large organisations globally. Together with his practical experience, his influential blog, workspace.com, regular conferences and academic talks, they've made him a leading thinker in his profession. He's also author of The Elemental Workplace. And today we're talking to Neil about the workplace after lockdown. So now over to Neil.
Had enough of isolation? You're planning on going back to the office? Have you been asked to go back? Is it open? Do you even remember where it is? When you arrive, are you expecting miles of black and yellow tape, painted footprints, man-sized ones, of course, a Sani wipe thermometer shoved under your armpit, and plastic screens in case you accidentally forget where you are and speak? Is this the dream you were sold when the organisation spent a pontiff's ransom on the last fit-out? We shouldn't forget we've been building offices for decades based on assumptions that date back to the Industrial Revolution. The work all happens in one place at the same time, from when the looms didn't fit in our metro chic rucksack. Then we rock up every day as standard out of habit and routine from when we all lived a short stroll from the factory gates, which we no longer do or need to. That we plan and build for full attendance, everyone in, which never happens. In fact, 20 years of data tells us they're half empty at best. That technology is a secondary support to the real thing, working together within breath-smelling distance, which has proven it's not, at least not always. And now with our offices on furlough, the digital workplace has proven itself rather adaptable, flexible, reliable, and generally edible compared to an hour on the E. coli Express. As long as, of course, you've got somewhere to work when not in the office, something of a two-tier society, those who can, those who can't. And unlike all the previous twaddle about generational expectations at work, this situation has adversely affected younger people, often denied both the space and social contact they need. While some organisations have declared their offices no longer necessary, for most they will survive, but with new purpose. Just as the office is inefficient for some activities, the digital workplace is unsuited to others. From the dominance of the physical, we're approaching a balance and an awareness of the strengths and weaknesses of each. We'll need both. So what can we expect when we do finally get a chance to return? While we've all been dreaming of a rosy-tinted, dry ice enveloped return as the door revolves with a new world of trust, support, motivation beyond, filled with everyone we've missed for so long, it probably won't be like that. At first, it will be like it used to be, only worse, even if it wasn't very good to start with. And even after the few minutes it takes to realise we didn't miss our colleagues quite as much as we thought. But we'll be turning those 200-year-old assumptions around, because the future workplace has to work in three respects. For people, enabling collaboration with those we need to work with and giving us the work-life weave we know is possible, including us in the workplace creation process as our needs change, what we call perpetual beta, or used to call the banana principle. For the organisation, reducing cost, increasing resilience and flexibility, and showing a return like any other asset. Many organisations are already in survival mode, and real estate has gone from medallion to millstone in the space of 4 months. For the planet, we'd forgotten about the climate emergency since the pink boat was dragged off Oxford Circus Junction, but the danger has by no means gone away. Using half the workspace means double the CO2 contribution to our demise. We have to stop for us and our children. Sometimes these aims conflict. While we want a daily choice of where we work, our own desk in an island of carpet tiles when we come into the office, that doesn't work for the organisation or the planet. And dispatching half the real estate at the first opportunity doesn't seem especially oriented to our well-being when we already feel excessively sardined. But the fact is, this is all conjecture. The models, approaches, strategies and technologies of the last decade have all been found wanting. They all apply to a very different world. We're reinventing on the hoof. There is no white smoke yet. But it will be worked out. It has to be worked out. It may take a while. We may get it wrong, even very wrong. But the world will be much more relaxed about experimenting than it ever was. We'll combine open minds with advanced technology with inclusive communication channels. And we'll all be learning and evolving together. So that said, what will the office actually look like after lockdown when the plastic and hazard tape has been safely recycled and the footprints painted over? I think we can say with some certainty that it will be smaller, with little or no waste. From here, we'll be wise to what an empty office means. Distributed, possibly in a town centre near you, a handy trial-rented electric scooter trip away, no longer near a station with buffers at the end of the platform. Tech-enabled and scheduled. It'll help you to find and work with the right people so you don't spend your whole day wandering between indoor beach huts and gazebos looking for each other or sitting with your headphones on talking to your colleagues who are at home. Based on interactive work rather than trying to cater for a bit of everything and failing at each. No more endless rows of white desks and the soul surgically removed. In terms of its aesthetic, we'll have got over the whole faddish desire to make the office look like an interior designer's idea of home. We'll be working in our own home and we'll carry on doing so. When we're in the office, we'll want to know and feel we're somewhere different. So no more scented dogs and fluffy candles, all of which is a blessed relief. The dog's quite pleased about it too. She hated the commute. But in following an elemental approach, focusing on the 12 key considerations, daylight, connectivity, space, choice, influence, control, refresh, senses, comfort, inclusion, washrooms and storage, we can all be assured it will work a whole lot better. And as a result, so will we.
Thank you so much, Neil. I think it's time, yes, we all look back in order to look forward on our future of workplaces. Do keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing. You'll find other podcasts and expert opinions and books from people such as Neil Usher. So thanks and take care. And we'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.